Blog Talk Radio.
But we refuse to throw in the towel and do nothing. We refuse to let Detroit go bankrupt. I bet on American workers and American ingenuity, and 3 years later, that bet is paying off in a big way.
Now, there have been a lot of questions raised about security here, and before I came on, we were walking around and talking to security officials.
He's shaking hands with Raul
right?
Castro.
As Christian points out, President Obama just shook hands with Raul Castro from Cuba. Now,
Dilma Rousseff of Brazil.
What does that say as a gesture?
They said that this is a moment of reconciliation for Mandela, and President Obama is doing the diplomatic thing. He's not just going to walk by and ignore these people who are there, and they're all in a line. He's kissing now the UN Secretary General, President Zuma. This is a man, and it is so true, who brought people together in life, and he continues to bring people together in death.
Pleasure Cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. What we can't afford is tyranny. What we also can't afford is a Republican Congress. Mr. Ryan, what the hell is the matter with you? You're fired. I've had enough of you people. You're fired, Mr. Ryan. You're fired. You don't make deals with these people. And this isn't a deal. Mark Levin said it right. This is Mickey Mouse. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Levin. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this now that I think about it. This isn't Mickey Mouse. This is Goofy. What the hell's the matter with you people? This isn't a deal. People just got screwed again. How does it feel? Huh? How does it feel to bend over and get a Mack truck driven directly up your butt? How does that feel? Huh? That feel pretty good? Well, this administration and this Republican Congress and this Democratic Congress, well, they got a whole convoy waiting to shove up your butt. Welcome aboard. Good God. I'm sorry, people, but I am in just no mood today. Enough is enough is enough is enough. And we got a lot to cover today. I mean, stuff is coming in. It's coming in fast, and it's coming in furious, and it's making me sick to my goddamn stomach. I can puke. And that's right. Yeah, you did hear Christmas music, and you're going to hear it all throughout the holidays. And if you don't like it, if Christmas offends you, well, then Merry frickin' Christmas. I am glad. I am honored that I offended you. Now you made my day. Now I feel good. Now I'm in a good mood. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. Don't be rude. Just call up. Give us your opinion. What do you think? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. You don't have a phone? You're on your computer? Just push a little button right there to connect you right to the captain. You want to request a favorite Christmas song? Hey, if I don't have it today, I'll find it, I'll upload it, and I'll play it. If I have it today, I'm going to go ahead and play it. Now, let's get going. There's too much. There's a lot and lots and lots and lots and lots of evil people out there just waiting, wanting, desiring, going out of their way to take away your freedom. So let's get this damn thing started. How about this? And that's the reason why I played Away in a Manger today, because what's going on in the Air Force, an Air Force base in, I believe it's South Carolina. Let's see, Air Force Base, South Carolina, Charlotte. Oh, look at this. Officials at Shaw Air Force Base are trying to determine what to do about a holiday display after a nativity scene was taken down last week. Now, what do we do? What do we do with this? I don't know. Maybe put it back up? I mean, I'm just coming up with, I don't know, suggestions. Air Force spokes idiot, Lieutenant Keevy Rake. Keevy, that's a name? All right. Lieutenant Keevy Rake said Tuesday that a nativity display was set up Friday by a group of volunteers for the base chapel at a small lake on the installation. The site was near where a tree lighting ceremony was scheduled for Friday evening. You can't call it a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree. Even though the only trees that are used in any holiday is Christmas, but you can't call it a Christmas tree. I can't even come close to even try to fathom that one. If Christmas is the only holiday that puts up a tree, why do you call it a holiday tree? Jews don't put up no stupid tree. Muslims don't. Hindus don't. But you can't call it a Christmas tree. Why? Well, it's got the word Christ in it. Oh, Jesus, God Almighty and sweet blue heaven. That's horrible. Hater. Look, I'm not really all that religious, I got to be honest. But religion doesn't offend me. People offend me. Crap like this offends me. Just because you have the power, just because you have the control, just because you have the authority, doesn't mean that you have to execute it to make yourself, well, in charge. Nobody respects people like that. You're a bully. And for what? What? What's the end game? Well, it's politically correct. Really? Rake says the Military Religious Freedom Foundation lodged a complaint about the display through the Air Force in Washington. Wow, they lodged a complaint. How come we can't complain about these people and get and take away what they do? How come we can't complain about them? They can complain about us. They can take away our fun. They can take away the fun for all the fans going to the Super Bowl and hide behind what they call safety and security. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't let this Super Bowl thing go. I cannot let it go. It's the little things that start adding up. And when you get all these little things, well, they do add up to big things. That's just the way it is. Year after year after year after year, they are doing everything they can to just take away football, destroy it down to nothing. Well, why don't you just put these guys in skirts and heels and get it over with? Don't let the fans into the stadium. Let the men go out there playing skirts and heels in an empty stadium. My God. Look, I'm sorry, but if you've ever been to a football game, you know that tailgating, that's the first half of the game. The players play the second half. The fans play the first half. But we got to take that away. Well, we've got safety and security to tailgating? How is that insecure by people tailgating? Cooking burgers and ribs and chicken. What? I mean, I can see if people were cooking, let's say, I don't know, M16s or nuclear bombs. But are they? No. You can't eat an M16, nor can you eat a nuclear bomb. If you people are that concerned about safety and security, you shouldn't play the game in the first place. You should have said, you know what? We can't figure out a way because we're too frickin' stupid. We don't know how to figure out a way to make this game secure here in New Jersey. So you know what? We should give this up and let another stadium who's responsible, who's intelligent, and knows how to run a goddamn Super Bowl. Now we can't even put up a stinking nativity scene in the Navy or an Air Force base. This might offend people. Well, you know what? Those people who took away that nativity scene, you offend a lot of people. How come nobody says anything about that? How come it's okay to offend the good guys, but you can't offend the bad guys? Why is that? What the hell kind of a country are we living in today? I'm sick of this. Enough is enough. We got a lot of work to do in this country, and I mean it starts right now. And Mr. Ryan, I don't give a damn. You're fired. I lost all respect for you. All respect for you, Mr. Ryan. All. Every goddamn ounce of it. I'm sick and tired of being stabbed in the back by these people. For what? For what? So you can get reelected? Well, you're not going to get reelected, Mr. Ryan. You deserve to lose your job. You are fired. You didn't make no deal. God damn, I can't stand this stuff anymore. I'm just fed up with it. Rick also says, what did she say? Where is this? Let's get back here. I'm sorry, guys, but I mean, enough is enough is enough is enough. You know, and then you hear people, well, you can't get angry. You need to have a civil conversation. Really? Really? And how many civil conversations have we had in this country, and how well has that worked out? Huh? Let's start with the first American Revolution. How many civil conversations did we have? How many olive branches did we give to King George? Did that really work out, all that civility? Huh? I don't want a war. But you people are pushing us to war. You people on the left, you people, and especially you Republicans over there who are kissing the left's ass. You people are pushing this country to war. You're giving us no choice. What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to fight back? Huh? Well, we can go to the voting booth, but that doesn't seem to work. Either we got people who are too stupid to figure out how to use the goddamn machines, or we got people stealing the election, changing the numbers. That's easy to do. And don't tell me that doesn't go on. I'm pretty sure it goes on both sides. I don't want to see it on any side. But look, nothing's working here. Nothing's working here. And if you're going to sit back in this attitude of, well, let's just try to come together and have an intelligent conversation and, oh, yeah, that's going to get us a lot, doesn't it? That's going to get us a long ways. Yeah, that's going to get us far. You betcha, Red Rider. That's going to get us a long, long ways. We need this country to be upset. We need this country angry. The American people are angry. The government's going to be scared. If the government's scared, we have the control because we are in control. We're supposed to be anyway. That's why we have this little thing. It's called the United States Constitution. That's right. I said the C word and I penny in the goddamn cuss jar. The word is Constitution. And it's not racist. And I refuse to apologize for quoting the Constitution. I refuse to apologize for anything. You people need to apologize to us. That's what needs to happen. I need to start hearing some apologies from a lot of other people. I'm not going to apologize. Apologize for what? Telling the truth? Oh, my God. Apologizing for standing up for bullies? People forcing things down my throat, restricting me from having fun, taking away my rights and my liberties and my freedoms? Taking away my thoughts, taking away my feelings, and I'm going to apologize to you? I don't think so. Wrong frickin' answer. Paul Loeby, another spokes idiot for the foundation, said the nativity scene was in violation of the Constitution. Really? Well, let me see here. I got this Constitution in my hands right here, right now, Mr. Loeby. I don't see anything anywhere here where it says you can't put up a nativity scene. Let's see. I know they're going to try to quote the First Amendment. Well, let's read the First Amendment here. All right? Let's read the First Amendment and see if it says anything anywhere close that you can't put up a goddamn nativity scene. And, yes, I'm sorry. I got to apologize for saying that. I don't mean to use the Lord's name in vain, even though I'm not a religious man. Offends you? Okay, fine. I apologize. I'm merely making a point. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Okay, you put up a nativity scene. You're not establishing a religion. I'm sorry. But you're not saying with that nativity scene, you are not saying that every single person must be a Christian. We did have atheists in our founding fathers. That's why they came up with the First Amendment, so people can believe in whatever they want to believe, and the government cannot persecute them for believing in it. There is nothing in this Constitution that says you can't put up a nativity scene. And if it offends you really that much, if you're too stupid that you can't turn your head and look the other way, well, then you deserve to be offended. And I feel not sorry for you one frickin' ounce. You're a creep. Shut up. It was very sectarian in nature and a direct violation of the U.S. Constitution, as well as a blatant violation of Air Force Instruction 1-1 Section 2.11. Well, how about you being an ignorant ass? How about that for being offensive, huh? You know, I mean, come on, people. Enough is enough with this crap. And they do it every year, and they do it deliberately just to try to get people all upset. Well, it works. It certainly works. Look, Christmas is going to come around every year. You can't change the calendar. As much as you people think that mankind can change the weather, we can't change the calendar. We can't change the weather, by the way. If you took time to actually understand and learn the science, you would know that not only does the weather have its seasons, but so does the climate. Everything is cyclical. Also cyclical, what goes around comes around. So keep that in mind, liberals. Keep that in mind. What goes around does come around. But by the time it has time to come around, it's had time to pick up speed. So when it does hit you, it's going to hit you at full speed. It's going to be hurt. It's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt hard. So remember that. If you're going to get offended by somebody, you're going to try to take away somebody's fun. God forbid if they cook a burger on the parking lot of the Super Bowl. We got to remove that man from society now. We got to remove these people. Just think about that. People are going to be arrested if they put a grill out there and start cooking burgers. You imagine that? Now, is cooking a burger, is that really, are you really a detriment to society? Are you a threat to society because you cooked a burger, but they're going to arrest you and fine you? Think about it. Well, it's all in the name of security. Really? How many people have died because somebody cooked a burger? Do burgers explode? Are burgers made out of TNT? What the hell are you talking about? How is that keeping security if somebody can't cook a burger? Don't give me this security and safety nonsense. I don't buy it. Because if you're really that concerned with safety and security, you shouldn't have the goddamn game there in the first place. Jesus Almighty. Rake, this Kiwi. Rake says Air Force officials want a holiday display that reflects more than a single group. Oh. Well, look, there's only really one group that celebrates Christmas. Not for nothing. There are other people that do celebrate Christmas, but there's really one main group that celebrates Christmas, and that's, well, the Christians. So what are you talking about, you idiot, Miss Rake? TV. What the hell are you talking about? Reflects more than one single group. What the hell is with this? All this, everything's got to be everything. Again, with the equality. Everybody's got to be the same. Everybody's got to have the same religion now. Well, see, that's what the Constitution specifically, prohibits. That's called the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. So if by you, Miss, are saying that you have to have a holiday display that reflects not one single group but everybody, you are basically establishing a religion. Whether you want to believe it or not, sweetheart, you are. So it just goes to show just how stupid you are, Lieutenant. And believe me, being in the military, I've met a lot of very stupid lieutenants. Don't even get me started with stupid lieutenants. Don't even go there. And you're one of them, Miss Rake, Kiwi. So, because we can't have a Christmas tree because it singles out one group, the nativity scene was taken down, and officials are trying to determine the proper placement and arrangement of the new display. What? It's Christmas! What else can you put up there? Leave it alone. You don't celebrate Christmas? Well, then turn your head and look the other way. All right? I don't celebrate Ramadan or Hanukkah. But when I see a menorah, I'm sorry, but the menorah doesn't offend me. It really doesn't. I don't get hurt. I don't bleed. I don't get financially harmed. I don't get physically harmed. I don't get psychologically damaged in any way by seeing a menorah. It doesn't hurt me at all. It doesn't even affect me. Why? Well, because it's simply not offending. It's people like you, Miss Kiwi Rake, ignorant as you are. You are offensive. You are the people that are offensive in this country. Within 2 hours and 15 minutes of initially being contacted by the MRFF, the nativity scene had been promptly removed. Well, we sure did a good job today, didn't we? We removed that nativity scene. Boy, we just saved the country. Now we can start working on that middle class because we destroyed Christmas. Now we saved the country. Now we can start building the middle class. Keep it up, people. Keep it up. That's all I got to say. Keep it up. I know I sound like a broken record, but you can only push people so far and for so long, and when they rise up and start pushing back, that's when things get ugly. Well, let me tell you, things are getting real fugly, real quick. So if you don't want to be pushed, lady, stop pushing me. Stop pushing us. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here and see if we can plunder for any booty here. I doubt it, but we'll go ahead and give it a shot anyhow. Oh, would you look at this? The president's approval rating plummets to 38%. That number is a little bit high. I don't think there's enough smart people out there to realize what the hell they like or what they don't like. If MSNBC or CNN doesn't tell them, well, they have no idea. Their college professor doesn't give them every thought and feeling to think and feel. They have no idea. They have no idea. But it just goes to show you that the country is getting to the point where we've had enough. I've had enough. I think it's pretty obvious. You listen to me just for 10 seconds, you know I've had enough. And that's right. And I'm not going to be apologetic about it either. I refuse to be apologetic. Why? Well, I see I've got a First Amendment right too. You, Miss Kiwi, you've got a First Amendment? Well, so do I. So do I. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or here. Here's what you need to pay attention to, Ms. Kiwi. Prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You understand me? Meaning you cannot prohibit the free exercise of somebody practicing their religion, you idiot! Knock it off! Can Congress abridge the freedom of speech? This is where I come in. I've got my right to speak. Nor can they restrict the freedom of press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble or petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, I don't think there's enough paper on planet Earth to put down all the grievances I have with this administration. EPA warned of ex-officials illegal salary. Uh-oh. The EPA warned of ex-officials' illegal salary bonuses in 2010. Oh, and they still kept paying them, I wonder. I bet it is. I haven't had a chance to read that. That came in like about 10 seconds before I came on the air. So we'll figure that one out. We'll find out what the hell that one's all about. If it's got the EPA involved, I'm sure it's I'm sure there's criminal activity involved. I wonder if they're commando... Delta Force Commando Squadron. Wonder if they have something to do with that. How the hell does the EPA... I still don't get that. How the hell the EPA could possibly... What the hell does the EPA need guns for? Why the hell do they need full body armor, sidearms, machine guns, to go test water? in chicken, Alaska? There's probably more chickens in Alaska than there are people. Population of what, 20? It's probably at least 60 chickens. You and the EPA, you don't get a firearm. You understand me? You get a clipboard and a test tube, and you keep your yap shut. Personally, if I was the president, the first thing I would do is I would take the EPA and scrap it. Look, there's nothing wrong with making recommendations to make sure that our environment is safe. People, again, like we were talking about yesterday, yes, we do want security. We do want safety, but we want responsible security and responsible safety. I think that's what's missing here is the word responsible. See, because, well, I'm in charge. That means, well, I'm gonna make damn sure that nothing happens on my watch, so I'm going to restrict everything. I'm going to stop people from breathing. Yeah. Close. You might have to pay an air tax. Well, you breathed too many pounds of air last year, so we're going to have to fine you. Oh, you don't have the money to pay that fine? Oh, okay. Well, we're going to throw you in jail. We'll see to it that you get the proper amount of air to breathe, and that's it. You're not going to breathe any more air. Because there's people out over here, they don't have enough air. So we're going to take away some of your air, and we're going to give it to these people over here. Don't think that crap ain't coming, either. Don't think for one second that crap ain't coming. Look at this, Twitter fury over selfies at Mandela's funeral service. You know what? Oh, God almighty. If you don't have enough respect at a funeral to sit there and have fun and with your little friends and take selfies, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be there. I'm not a real big Mandela fan. I'm not an enemy of Mandela, but I'm not a real big supporter of Mandela. Fine. I understand he was very well liked all across the world. He did a lot of good things for his country. I understand that. I respect that. And hey, I applaud it. I'm not going to go make a big to-do about Mr. Mandela. I'm not going to urinate all over the man's grave either. But if you're going to go to somebody's funeral, at least you could have a little respect and don't take selfies and laugh and giggle and have fun. This is a memorial service. But just like what they did with Pearl Harbor, that's the time to celebrate. Celebrate Pearl Harbor with bombs and kamikazes. I wonder what those people who survived Pearl Harbor, I wonder what they thought about that. I'm sure there's probably at least one person in Chicago there. Think about that. I mean, this is Pearl Harbor. How many? 2,404 people died, and this is a time to celebrate? So now do we have to have 9/11 parties now? I mean, this is, I mean, why don't, how can people be so obtuse that they don't understand what the hell is, that people died? Do they not know what death is? Yeah, we're all going to die. But when somebody dies, it's not the time to dance on their grave. It's not the time to celebrate. I'm sorry. Even if they're the biggest creep on planet Earth, it's not the time to celebrate. It's not a day of celebration when people die. Especially 2,404. I don't care if it's just one. Even if you execute the biggest goddamn criminal on planet Earth, that's not a day to celebrate. It's not a day to celebrate. Have respect. Mr. Obama, I mean, God almighty, you're cheap. You really are. Completely disrespectful. Oh, look at this. As Obama was up there speaking, I guess they had interpreters where they're doing the hand signs and all that, the hand signals, speaking sign language. I took sign language in college. Oh, was that not a good idea for me?
First of all, it was 9 o'clock in the morning. And if when you're in college, 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning means you're still sleeping because you only went to bed a couple hours ago. So I didn't do very well in that class. It was too early. I did learn a couple of things. I got to the point where I finally learned the, you know, most of the alphabet, but I had to withdraw the class. I really wanted to learn sign language. I thought it was, you know, very interesting, and I really, really, really wanted to learn the learn how to do sign language. I thought it was very interesting. I thought it was good, and I really wanted to learn it. The problem was just too early in the morning. And when you're in college now, I mean, my life is a little bit different. I mean, I'm up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning every morning. But I'm not in college. When you're in college, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning is when you go to bed. It's just the way it is. So anyway, this hand signal guy's up there, this interpreter, supposed to be interpreting, you know, the king's magical words to the world. Well, evidently he was a fake. Yeah, believe that or not. He's up there making up hand signals that has nothing to do with anything. And all these people are complaining and they're pissing and moaning and throwing a bitch fit. Guy was a fake. He's up there just moving his hands. Nobody knows what the hell he's saying. They got all these deaf people going, what the hell is this guy talking about? What the hell is he saying? He ain't saying nothing. I mean, how do you make this stuff? You can't. You cannot make this stuff up. No matter what you do, you can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. So this big, huge, giant funeral, this big, huge ceremony, this big, huge party for the Obamas, the interpreter ended up being a fake. Unbelievable. Cruz walks out on Castro's speech at memorial service for Mandela. Good for you, Mr. Cruz. Good for you. Especially after Obama shook Mr. Castro's hand. See, with Ted Cruz, his family, and Rubio's family. See, they were persecuted by the Castros. Yeah. Believe it or not, the Castros in Cuba are still persecuting people. I don't care if it's a funeral service or not. Coming together moment, my ass. You don't shake hands with people like that, period. Period. Now we got the caveman cometh. We'll get into that. We already started talking about that. Mr. Ryan, I'm sorry. Paul Ryan, you're fired. That's not a deal. Not a deal the American people want. Pension crisis endangers Chicago's future. Uh-oh, I thought Rahm Emanuel was so great and wonderful. So powerful and so smart. How come his city's crumbling? Oh, that's right. Liberalism. That's what destroys cities is liberalism. Reed and staff intervene to expedite visa applications for Vegas hotel investors. You know, Mr. Harry Reid, you are the most corrupt man in politics today. If we had a responsible Congress, you'd be in jail right now, Mr. Reid, just so you know. Just so you know. Oh, look at this. The Duck Dynasty sells more copies of the family singing Christmas carols than Britney Spears' new album. Ha, ha, ha. Well, good for you. First of all, Britney Spears, you have no talent, sweetheart. You can't sing. I'm sorry. You're not that pretty. There's a million girls that look just like you. You can't dance, by the way. You're not a very graceful dancer. When you sing into a microphone, it's fed through a whole bunch of computeration stuff, and, well, it comes out. And anybody can sing into it, and they can make it sound great. That doesn't make you a singer, Miss Brittany. You don't sing live in concert. You're not a singer. You're pathetic, and you have no talent. Why you are where you are, I don't know. It just goes to show you just how shallow this country has become. When people like Britney Spears and Justin Bieber, this is pop culture. That's a problem. That's a big problem. Yeah, I know. There's parents that complained about the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and that. But the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were actual musicians, and they were talented. They were brilliant people. They were actual musicians. They understood music. Britney Spears, you're not a musician. You don't understand music. And you're also an idiot, by the way. You're a dummy. Now we got Madagascar village is hit by the bubonic plague. Oh, that's nice. That's warm and fuzzy to hear. We'll find out a little bit about that. A desperate Obama administration hires John Podesta. Oh, God. This guy will sink to no frickin' levels. He will just, he'll go to the bottom of the bottomless pit instead of just admitting that he was wrong. That's how pathetic this man is. So he's going to hire John Podesta, the top Clinton aide and former Clinton chief of staff. God only knows what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to do something to get people to sign up for Obamacare. They can't get anybody to sign up for it. One, the American people don't want it. We never did. We told you before you crammed it down our throats in the middle of the goddamn night that we didn't want it. And now we're still telling you. So what are they doing? Spending more money. More of your money. The more you tell the president you don't want his stupid policies, the more money he takes out of your pocket to make sure that it's finally implemented. But he's not really implementing it because he's giving everybody a waiver. He's over there complaining about Republicans want to put a delay on Obamacare. Well, he's doing the biggest delay of Obamacare. And now we got Colin Powell. Mr. Powell, you know, I used to respect you. And you know what? At one time I endorsed you for running for president. This is how embarrassed I am of you. I actually endorsed you. Well, Mr. Colin Powell's out there. Oh, he's beating the drum for this single payer health care. Well, if we do not repeal Obamacare from beginning to very end, we're going to get a single payer. And you think it's bad now? No, 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 no. You have not seen a damn thing yet. Wait till it becomes a single payer. Then you're going to see problems. And the Pope is named Person of the Year. Edward Snowden is runner-up. Oh, look at that. First of all, I think the libs are going to be rather up in arms over the Pope being come Person of the Year. Personally, me, I don't think that the Person of the Year is that big of a to-do. I'm not a real big Person of the Year guy. I mean, look, hey, if you got a magazine that picks you as Person of the Year, okay, it probably does a little something to your ego, but does it really matter to the masses of people in the world? Does it matter who the hell Time Magazine makes Person of the Year? It doesn't matter to me. What difference does it make? I don't give all that crap a whole bunch of no never mind, so... Anyway, we'll be right back after this, and we'll cover the rest of the news.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling, and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Career and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our life. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting, jingling too. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing the chorus for two. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh ride together with you.
The Quinnipiac University Polling Institute released numbers on Tuesday showing that just 38% of registered voters approve of the job approval of Barack Insane Obama. Well, with a whopping 56% saying they disapprove. The president has lost his landslide electoral edge among young voters, too. Oh, look at that, the youngins, the youths. With a negative 41% to 49%. Probably because they realize, well, wait a minute here. Wait a minute, I got to pay? Wait a minute, no. I'm a Democrat. I'm in college. Why should I have to pay? That's for those gray-haired, white, Republican old men. They're the only ones that are rich. Not me. I shouldn't have to pay anything. Tax the rich just means tax the Republicans, not tax me.
Well, every single one of you idiots who voted for this man, you deserve everything that you got. Every damn ounce of it.
Maybe next time when you go to the voting booth, you'll pay attention to people who know what the hell they're talking about. Your college professor does not know what they're talking about. I think another reason why his numbers are so low might be because of the stuff like, well, taking selfies and flirting with the Prime Minister of Denmark at a goddamn funeral. And of course, his wife didn't particularly care for that. Michelle was not too pleased with that. And of course, and when her husband got up to go slobber all over the Castro, Raul, well, she quickly moves in and sits next to the Prime Minister to make sure her husband doesn't come anywhere close to her again. That might have a reason. That just might be a reason why people are, well, they're starting to realize, I mean, here you are, Benghazi is burning, blowing up, people are dying. You're giving the stand down order. Don't allow people to go save them because, well, we don't really know what's going on down there and somebody might get hurt. It's taco night at the base and it's, you know, reruns of Murphy Brown are on. I mean, hey, we just don't have the time for this. Plus, you know, the president, he had an early morning. He had a long flight to Las Vegas. You know, you're not supposed to go to Las Vegas and have fun, but he can go to Las Vegas and fundraise. Well, he's the king. He can do what he wants. So he had to go upstairs and have a nice, you know, dinner with Michelle, then go to bed, then get on Air Force One. Benghazi's blowing up and burning. He leaves Valerie Jarrett and Hillary Hitman Clinton in charge, which those two, I'm sorry, but they're incompetent. Hillary Clinton, I'm sorry, but you may be the smartest woman on planet Earth, but you are incompetent. Everything that you have ever done has failed. You have no accomplishments. Zero. You've held nothing but one tea party after another when your husband was in the White House. You weren't in the White House. Your husband was. You understand? You weren't on the ballot. Nobody voted for you. You were not the president. Even though you told the world that you were, it was a co-presidency. Is that what you said? Know what you said, Miss Hitman Clinton? Mm-hmm. But she was under sniper fire, though. Now, she's a war veteran. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. And so is Chelsea. Yeah, sweet, innocent little Chelsea. Well, let me tell you something. This sweet, innocent little Chelsea Clinton, I'm sick and tired of people protecting her. She's not sweet. She's not innocent. I'll leave it at that. So let's find out what's going on here with the EPA here. God, I can't stand this EPA.
The Environmental Protection Agency was warned as early as July 2010 that a senior executive who claimed to be a CIA agent was collecting pay and bonuses not allowed by law, but took no action for years, according to a new report from the agency's inspector general. I wonder what that one was all about. Why did they do that? Why would they give somebody who didn't deserve money money? Why would they do that? Why would they give somebody who doesn't deserve any money money? Why do you think the government would give somebody who didn't deserve any money, why would they give them money? If you're almost kind of smart, you can start putting things together and start figuring it out. It's called corruption. Auditors warned EPA administrators that continuing retention bonuses for John C. Beale, which were not authorized, had pushed his salary above the legal maximum. In July 2010, the EPA's Human Resources Office contacted Beale's Office of Air and Radiation with a document it had prepared titled John Beale Pay Issues. Quote, unquote. The head of Beale's department was Gina McCarthy, who is now the head of the EPA. Oh, Jesus. The report does not make clear whether the document was given to her. Of course it wasn't given to her. Look, don't you people understand? When somebody's in charge, that means that they're not supposed to know anything what's happening. The president doesn't know anything. Nobody tells the president what's going on in the country. If he doesn't see it on MSNBC or CNN, this man doesn't know. He found out about Benghazi until the next day. He was probably on Air Force One. Decided to, you know, trying to find some cartoons to watch and ended up, you know, finding CNN report. The Benghazi was blowing up. He's like, well, what the hell happened? I was asleep. What the hell happened? How come nobody told me? Oh, well. A code on Beale's time card approved by the Office of Personnel Management initially allowed his salary to exceed legal limits. On January 12, 2011, the EPA's Office of General Counsel warned McCarthy's staff to stop retention bonus pay. And McCarthy was asked to inform Beale, according to the report. But on April 2, 2012, McCarthy confirmed no actions taken on retention bonus due to advice from the head of Human Resource Department, according to the report. Beale's hours was not canceled until February 5, 2013. He was forced to retire in April when his base salary was $164,000. He will collect his pension. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. Beale, who pleaded guilty in September, stealing nearly $900,000 in government pay and bonuses, is scheduled to be sentenced in federal court December 18th. Well, how about the EPA? How come nobody's in the EPA? Why isn't this Gina McCarthy? Why isn't she going to jail? Oh, that's right. She was in charge. And somebody's in charge. They don't know what's going on. It's all these rogue employees that are doing, like with the IRS. All these people, these supervisors in the IRS. They don't know what's going on. These are two rogue employees. They're the ones targeting all the Republicans, not the ones in charge, and certainly not the president. He wouldn't know of anything like that. What is it going to take for this country to wise up? What is it going to take? What do we have to do to put an end to this kind of nonsense? What do we have to do to put an end to corruption? I know there's always going to be corruption as long as you have three people on planet Earth. Two of them are going to be corrupt, and one's going to take it in the butt. That's just the way planet Earth is. I understand that. I get it. But us as Americans, we can't stand for this any longer. We can't afford this any longer. We cannot afford it. Not only can we not afford it, but we cannot pay for it. We don't have enough money to pay for it.
All right, I got to move off this stupid. I got to move off this stupid EPA. They make me sick to my stomach. Get rid of them. Go to something else. Oh God! Now I'm already sick of this. A stupid selfie. Oh my God! For thousands of mourners inside Johannesburg's stadium, there it meant that, well, it was a fitting tribute to a giant of history. They took it seriously. But while some reflected on the remarkable life of Mr. Mandela, some leaders, well, they saw it as a perfect opportunity to play little grabastic selfie games. Let's play with each other and laugh and giggle like we're on the playground and take pictures of ourselves. Look, Mom, here I am with the Prime Minister of Denmark on the monkey bars. Look, if you didn't have any respect for the man, you shouldn't have showed up for the goddamn funeral. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But if you're going to be the leader of the United States, you're going to be a leader of any country, you're going to go to a memorial service for a leader of a foreign leader, I mean, have a little respect or don't show up. That's all I'm saying. If you didn't like the guy, you shouldn't have shown up. It's okay whether you like him or whether you don't like him. I don't care. But if you're going to show up to a memorial service, have respect for the for the person that's being memorialized. That's my point. That's my point. Whether you like the man or not, if you're going to show up to their funeral, you know what I mean, the memorial service, make sure you have a little respect for that person that's being memorialized, that person that's laying in that casket right there. That's my point. Classless. I came up with some bunch of words that that describe what went on there. Well, yeah, we know the president, he really doesn't have any real class. He doesn't. I'm sorry, he doesn't. He's selfish. It's all about him. It's not about the American people. It's about how he looks in the polls. That's all it's about. Oh, but I want to get back to work to fighting for the middle class. Really? Well, you've been shrinking the middle class ever since you got into office. So don't give me this, you want to go fight for the middle class. If you're fighting for the middle class, we don't want you to fight for us anymore. Okay? We don't want your help. Stay away. And pathetic, disrespectful, childish. I mean, they're laughing and giggling. Yeah, this is a time to be laughing and giggling. This is a time for grabastic little games. This is the time for that. You betcha. Take pictures. We'll post it on Facebook. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Well, Michelle Obama, I think, was probably more than likely jealous because she wasn't in on the fun. I don't think it had anything to do that she was Obama was trying to pick up on Prime Minister from Denmark. I don't think that had anything to do with it. She might have looked at it like that. But I think the real deep down inside, she wasn't in on the pictures and she wasn't having fun. See, that's the thing. That's the thing about, again, with the Super Bowl. That's what I don't like about this society. Somebody's walking down the street and sees somebody having fun, and because they're not having fun, they have to now take away that person's fun because they don't have any. This person over here is having fun, and I don't have any fun, so I got to take that away from them. Because I don't have any fun. And what are you doing with fun? I don't have any fun. Can you not see that I don't have any fun? What are you doing with all that fun? Give me that fun! That's what it is in this society. This is what needs to be fixed. We need to fix this in our society. We need to fix it now. All right, let's get into this fake interpreter here. Let's see what the hell this is all about. Oh, good. A man who provided sign language interpretation on the stage for Nelson Mandela's memorial service, attended by scores of heads of state, was a fake. Uh-oh. The National Director of the Deaf Federation of South Africa said on Tuesday. Well, well, well. Maybe he was a fake because he couldn't understand what the hell Obama was trying to say. So he's like just coming up with stuff. Well, we don't know what the hell the man's saying either, so we can. I guess I can understand why you'd be considered a fake. Claim by the Associated Press, South Africa's government said it was preparing a statement. In other words, we're preparing how to spin this. How do you prepare a statement? Look, if you don't, I don't like that prepared statement crap. Every time I hear a prepared statement, it's bogus. It's not real. It's phony. It's pathetic. It's a lie. Don't waste my time with prepared statements. They're phony. They're pretentious. They're lies. They're pathetic. They're disgusting. And I don't want to hear them anymore. Three sign language experts said the man was not signing in South African or American sign languages. Well, Chinese. I don't know. South African Sign Language covers all of the country's 11 official languages. I didn't know that. I did not know South Africa had 11 official languages. That's interesting. It wasn't immediately clear if the unidentified man was using a different method to communicate. The unidentified man seen around the world on television next to leaders like President Barack Hussein Obama was moving his hands, in quotations here now, around, but there was no meaning in what he was using his hands for, said Bruno Drucken. Nicole Dutoy, an official sign language interpreter who also watched the broadcast, said in a telephone interview that the man on stage purporting to sign was an embarrassment. Well, he probably was quoting Obama verbatim. That's why he was considered an embarrassment. That's probably what happened. The guy was probably doing his job. He probably was actually saying what Obama was saying, and that's what screwed everybody up. It's like, whoa! Ted Cruz walked out of the National Memorial Service for Nelson Mandela when Cuban President Raul Castro began speaking. Senator Cruz very much hopes that Castro learns the lessons of Nelson Mandela, said Sean Rushton, which is Senator Cruz's communications director. You know what I'd like to know? Why does a congressman need a communications director? Look, if you don't know how to communicate by now, what the hell are you doing being a senator or a congressman? Think about it. What are you doing being in Congress if you don't know how to communicate? Well, that's so they don't actually tell the lie. Their spokes idiot tells the lie. That way, well, the congressman, they can't get in trouble. Oh, it wasn't me. I didn't tell the lie. My spokes idiot told the lie. Oh, okay. Well, we understand. Oh, okay. We'll let you off the hook. Speak for yourself, congresspeople. Will you please? Could you please, Congress, just speak for yourself, get rid of your stupid communications directors and your spokes idiots and all these other people. Speak to the American people. Just speak to me one time. I just want somebody in Congress to frickin' speak to me. I don't want to hear any more of this crap with your stupid spokes idiots. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear from you. And tell me the truth while you're at it. Oh, we can't do that. Why? Whoa. We tell the truth, well, we might expose ourselves, and then we'd never get reelected, so we can't do that. Oh, okay, I understand. All right. For decades, Castro has wrongly imprisoned and tortured countless incidents, or innocents. Now, there I go again. You know, I made it all the way through here. How much time do we got left here? We got 54 minutes. I made it over an hour without my broken left-handed tongue tripping all over myself. I was doing pretty good. Maybe one show I might be able to get through an entire 2 hours without tripping over this damn thing. I doubt it. Just as Mandela was released after 27 years in prison, Castro should finally release his political prisoners. He should hold free elections and once and for all set the Cuban people free. Well, that's not going to happen. You're, well, free is an ugly word. You understand that, Mr. Cruz? There's no freedom in the world anymore. If you're free, you're a threat. You understand? If you are allowed to be free, you are a threat. We can't have that. All right. All right. We got to get in this. This has got to be getting into. Came out last night, and here you had Paul Ryan. He was on Greta last night. He was on Mark Levin. Mr. Ryan, you broke my heart, man. You broke my heart. I figured you for a little bit more than this. I gave you a hell of a lot more credit. I can't trust anybody anymore. There isn't one person in Congress that I could actually trust, and there's a few of them that I like. When is Trey Gowdy gonna stab me in the back now? That's what I'd like to know. That's my favorite congressman, Trey Gowdy. I don't know if you know who he is, but if you don't, look him up. Are you going to break my heart too now, Mr. Gowdy? Huh? Do I have to expect you to break my heart too? I certainly frickin' hope not. I've had enough. I'd like to think that he wouldn't. Of course, I thought Paul Ryan would never break my heart, but he did. I never thought Peter King, when I first moved to New York, I never thought Peter King was going to break my heart, but he did. George Bush broke my heart. All of them. I'm sick of it. Look, I'm not asking you people to be perfect. God almighty. I mean, I'm nowhere close to that. I don't want perfection. All I want is a little integrity. And if you screw something up, I expect you to come clean. Fine. Okay. Look, I jacked it up. All right? It's my fault. I take responsibility. I blew it. I can respect that. That's integrity. But what I can't respect is when you screw something completely up and then you blame me because I misinterpreted your screw up. What? House and Senate negotiators unveiled an $85 billion agreement late Tuesday to fund federal agencies through the fall of 2015, averting another government shutdown. Why people are so concerned with the stupid government shutdown? They shut the government down. They shut 70% of the government shut down. With 70% of the government shut down is just a start. We could shut down a hell of a lot more. We'd be much better off. And no, I'm sorry, but this nonsense that all the American people were so upset with the Republican Party for the government being... No, the American people were not upset. No. There were some people, like, well, the veterans, who wanted to go see the memorial that was built for them after they stormed the beaches of Normandy and, well, accidentally found a way to live and survive it. They can't go to see their memorial. But all the illegal aliens, well, they can cross the border and come into, well, our nation's capital and protest the government on closed government land. That's fine. But the veterans, nah. Those of you who fought for this country and fought for our freedom, nah, you can't come on this property. No. You got to go back home. Go back to your nursing home. Go sip your soup. This right here, this land here, this is for the illegal aliens. They deserve it more than you. You're racist. You're a hater. Gotta wake up, America. Now, Washington State Democrat Patty Murray. Miss Patty Murray, you make me want to puke. You're from my home state. People like you make me sick. You're from my home state, Patty Murray. I'm sorry, but you are pathetic. I got nothing nice to say about you, sweetheart. You're mean. You're deceitful. You're criminal. This stuff is criminal. They are stealing your money. How is that not criminal? If somebody steals your money, you're walking down the street and somebody pickpockets you, that's criminal, is it not? Now they got these people, they're taking more and more money away from your pocket, and there's nothing you can do about it. But they call it a fee, or they call it a tax, or they call it a this, or they call it a that. Still stealing. They're taking money that isn't theirs from you. It's still stealing. Miss Patty Murray, you are doing a complete disservice not only to my home state, which I still love, the state of Washington, but you're doing a disservice to this country, which I do love this country. I love every state in this country, all 50 of them, including Ohio. Well, anyway, Patty Murray and Paul Ryan, who is about to be fired from his job, if we have a responsible voting a voting constituency, you're going to lose your job, Mr. Ryan, and you deserve it. Wisconsin, I know there's a lot of liberalism in Wisconsin, but there's a lot of conservatism in Wisconsin as well. Mr. Ryan, you might as well just become a Democrat. If you're going to act like a Democrat, why don't you just become a Democrat? Stop lying to the American people and telling us that you're Republican when you're acting like a Democrat. Care if you're a Democrat or not, but just tell me that you are. Don't lie to me. Don't tell me that you are me and then you go out and do something else. I don't want to. I'm sick of that. Compromise has been a dirty word in Washington, D.C. Murray had complained. Oh, compromise is a dirty word. Well, you know, you're right. Compromise is a dirty word. It's been a dirty word because the American people get covered in your crap every time you idiots pass one of these so-called bipartisan deals. That's what makes it a dirty word. I am tired of you covering me with crap. That's what makes compromise a dirty word. Every time you compromise, I get covered in more and more crap. Tired of it. You want to cover yourself in crap? I don't care. Roll around in it. Swim in it. I don't care what you do with it. Eat it. Roll it up and smoke it for all I care what the hell you do with it. But keep it off of me. Obama said in a statement that he wants members of Congress, both parties, to take the next step and actually pass a budget based on his agreement so I can sign it into law. Oh. I want to sign it into law so I can fix our economy and start growing the middle class and creating jobs. Really? This bill is not going to create any job. This budget deal is not going to create any job, Mr. President. Hello. Wakey, wakey time. You know what's going to create jobs, Mr. President? And didn't you say that if anybody has any idea what to do, we'll give you a call? Well, we do have millions of ideas, and we have given them to you, but you refuse to, well, listen to them. Yeah, I'd give you a real quick, easy way you can put millions of jobs to work right now, right today, in one day. Boom. First of all, you let the coal industry, well, stay in the coal industry. You want to bring these jobs that are overseas? Well, you allow these businesses, well, to conduct business. You don't need to tax them to death. Okay? You don't have to take every single dime that they make. It's not your money. It's their money. They went out. They earned it. It's their money, not yours. You allow for drilling, not only in Alaska, but every single state, wherever you can find oil, wherever you can find natural gas, you suck it up out of the frickin' ground and you put people back to work. Boom. That's all you got to do. First thing you need to do, Mr. President, get rid of that EPA. You get rid of the EPA, you take away all their bogus restrictions and guidelines and rules and fines and fees and all this crap, you'll get people back to work. You'll create a middle class. You might even create a bigger upper class. Wouldn't that be? Oh, see, we can't have that. We can't make rich people. People can't be rich. No, no, no. We can make poor people, but we can't make rich people because rich people are racist. That's how they got to be rich, because they're racist and they're haters. Yeah, right. So Mr. Obama praised the Ryan Murray deal. Of course he would. As balanced. Now, wait a minute. How is this balanced? Huh? It includes targeting fees increases and spending cuts designed in a way that doesn't hurt our economy. Wait a minute. Fee increases? That's called a tax. That's not a fee. That's a tax. That doesn't help the economy. That always hurts the economy. Includes targeted fee increases and spending cuts designed in a way that doesn't hurt our economy or break the ironclad promises we made to our seniors. Kind of like if you like your health care, you can keep it. You like your plan, you can keep it. You like your doctor, you can keep it. Like your hip, you can keep it. You like your heart, you can keep it. You like your money, you can't keep it. You like your thoughts, you can't keep it. You like your mind, you can't keep it. Is that what you meant? And where have we heard all this no new taxes before? See, Ryan's out there, oh, no, it's not a new tax. No, we're not going to have any more taxes. We've got fees. Oh, okay. We don't have any taxes. We just got a whole bunch more fees. All right, now I get it. Okay, well, as long as it's not a tax, as long as it's, you know, a fee, I can deal with that. I can pay that fee, but as long as you're going to tax me, no. That's where I put my foot down. Don't tax me, but you can fee me to death, but don't tax me. It's the same goddamn thing, people. Wake up. And this is another thing. This is what cracks me up. This is both of them. Both Patty Murray and Ryan. This isn't the plan that I would have written on my own, Ms. Murray acknowledged, and I'm pretty sure Chairman Ryan wouldn't have written it on his own. Okay, well, this is not the plan that either one of you like. Why the hell are you putting it up for a vote? I mean, compromise, that's not compromise. Look, if it's a good deal, it's a good deal. If it's a bad deal, it's a bad deal. How is compromise meaning a good deal? So you take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, of both bad deals, and you put it together, and you got a compromise. So that makes it a good deal, but I don't agree with it. I wouldn't sign up for this, but here it is. We're going to vote on it. No. Compromise is compromise. That's one thing. Coming together is one thing. But this isn't compromise, and this isn't coming together. This is slop. Well, we got a little bit of what the Republicans like and a little bit of what the Democrats like, and we can't ask for everything, so let's just pass it. Yeah, but it doesn't do any good. If it's not going to help anybody, it's not going to do any good. And then this is another thing that just irritates me. Well, we're going to balance the budget in 10 years. How many times have you heard why this bill here we're going to pass, we're going to balance the budget in 10 years? I've been hearing that my entire frickin' life. I'm almost a half a century year old. I'm running out of 10 years. You see what I'm saying? When is the budget going to be balanced? It seems like every couple of years they come up with this. Well, yes, this will balance the budget in 10 years. Well, how about balancing the budget now? Well, we can't do that. That's racist. Well, why? Well, because we're not giving money to illegal aliens and minorities and anybody else who isn't white. Oh, I see. What are you giving them? Well, welfare and health care and food stamps, you know, stuff like that. You know, keeping them alive, you know, stuff like that. Look, there's no excuse why we can't balance the budget. We are a very generous nation. If somebody is hurt, we're not gonna let them die. We don't care who they are. Even in every single war that we fought, an enemy comes into one of our hospitals, we do what we can to save them. Believe it or not, we did it in the Revolutionary War. We did it in the Civil War. We did it in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. American people are a very generous nation, a very generous nation. But the problem is when that generosity is taken advantage of, that's when people are standing up and saying no more. But when they stand up and say, no, you can't take advantage of me anymore, that's when they're labeled haters. That's when they're labeled racist. Well, I wonder how many of these people would like being taken advantage of. Oh, that's a different story. You can't do that. Well, why? Well, because they're them. Okay, I get it. I mean, here it is. They both agree that this isn't the right bill, but yet they're going to bring it to Congress to pass it. And I'm sure the Senate's going to pass it. Unfortunately, I have a very uncomfortable feeling that the House is going to pass it as well. We've got a few people that will vote against it. Those people deserve to keep their job. Anybody who votes for this, as Mark Levin called, a Mickey Mouse deal, I call it a goofy deal because it is goofy. You vote for this crap, you deserve to lose your job. I don't understand it, but got both parties that are unsatisfied with it, but they're going to bring it to a vote, and they're going to cram it down the American people's throat and tell you all, we're going to balance the budget in 10 years. We're going to be completely bankrupt in 10 years if we don't balance the budget. What the hell? Come on. We don't have 10 more years to keep overspending. Don't give me this balance the budget nonsense in 10 years. I don't want to hear it. How are you going to balance the budget in 10 years? Because in 2 years from now, when this budget comes up again, you're going to say, well, let's work on this and do that, and we'll balance it in another 10 years. Well, those 10 years never come. We don't have another 10 years to balance the budget. We have now to balance the budget. And I'm sick and tired of Republicans afraid to fight. Look, it's okay to say no. It's okay to stand up to these bullies. All right? It's okay to stand up to the bully. You're going to have the American people on your side. But if you don't stand up to these people, Mr. Ryan, and the rest of you Republicans in Congress, you're not going to have the American people on your side. They're not going to respect you because they know you're just going to drop your drawers and surrender again. American people don't look at that as they don't admire that. They don't respect that. They don't appreciate that. We can't afford that. So what if you piss somebody off? So what if you make a couple of enemies? For every enemy you make at least two friends. Just remember that. Just the way it is. Reid and staff intervene to expedite visa applications for Vegas hotel investors. Oh, my God. The Obama administration expedited visa applications for about two dozen foreign investors for a Las Vegas casino hotel after pressure from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and his staff. See, it's okay for foreign people to come over to the United States and make a lot of money, but if you're an American citizen and you want to make a lot of money, no. We're going to take that away from you. Don't you know that there's people around the world that don't have any money, and here you are, you want to make money? Making money is for foreign people. You're an American, which means you should be poor. You should be grateful that you're poor. Okay, now I get it. The Times, citing internal government documents, said the decision to overturn a prior, normally non-appealable visa decision ultimately benefited several companies whose executives have been heavy Democratic donors.
Nah, Democrats, they're not. Democrats aren't corrupt. It's only those rich, white, gray-haired Republicans. They're the only ones that are corrupt because they're on Wall Street. Even though there's more money in the Democratic Party on Wall Street, this president is in bed with Wall Street. This president and Wall Street are hip and hip. What, are you kidding me? Oh, you don't believe me? Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Your college professor didn't tell you that. Only Republicans are on Wall Street.
Oh, well. Facebook, Google,
General Electric, Verizon, you know, all the real big companies.
They're not Republican. It's the only ones who are on Wall Street are white, rich, gray-haired Republicans. They're the only ones on Wall Street. Okay. The paper said it also came despite concerns about suspicious financial activity. Uh-oh. Involving some Asian applicants. Imagine that. Now he's got Asian? Well, no. Reed, who represents Nevada, personally reached out to the top official at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, setting in motion a process that ultimately granted expedited status to some two dozen investor visas for the SLS Hotel, formerly known as the Sahara Casino. I've been to the Sahara. Believable. And this guy, I can't pronounce his name, Mayorkas, I guess, is Obama's current nominee to be the number two at the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, the corruption is so big and so thick, it's everywhere. I don't know really what to do. I mean, I don't know if simply voting these bums out is going to be enough. We're going to have some kind of – we're going to have something. Something big has got to happen here in order to get rid of this. I'm hoping that it doesn't turn to war. I'm praying. I'm hoping. I'm begging. I'm trying to do everything I can to avoid it. But I see the American people going straight into a war because they're not going to have a choice. I think it's time to recognize that this can very simply, very easily, turn into a very, very bloody, nasty, but just violent war, which we don't want. We don't need. We cannot afford it. All we have to do is simply follow the Constitution and we're done. Game over. Everybody's happy. Everybody wins. But see, that's the problem. They don't want everybody to win. They only want either them to win and their little friends to win. That's it. But you, the masses, you, the people, no, you don't win. No, no, no. You don't win anything. We give you what we want to give you, and we give you just enough to know that you're hungry. And now the Obama administration just cannot stop their desperation. They're desperate. They're flailing. I think they're starting to feel the heat. But there isn't enough heat. That's the problem. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are very disenchanted with this president, and rightly so, both on the left and on the right. It's not enough. Are there any impeachment hearings? No. Then it's not enough. Why do I keep saying impeachment hearings? Well, you know, I mean, the Constitution has been violated from the very top to the very bottom. We have treasonous activity in Benghazi, and yes, that was a terrorist attack. It was not by a rogue filmmaker from California. It was a terrorist attack. We allowed the enemy to steal 400 surface-to-air missiles out of that embassy, and it was an embassy. It was not a diplomatic facility.
You called it that so you wouldn't get in trouble because you're not supposed to sell or buy or trade any kind of weapons in a embassy. So here we are. We lost 400 surface-to-air missiles. We lost 4 American lives. They were told to stand down. We had troops ready to go. Those people were just left on their own to fight. But we don't know. It's we're not going to get there in time. Okay, well, you're not going to get there in time, so you take 2 weeks to get there to make sure that everybody's had an opportunity to plunder the site and steal any kind of evidence. I mean, that's treason right there. Mr. Panetta, just your words were treasonous. How this man is supposedly the head of the Secretary of Defense and has never heard of recon? Reconnaissance, Mr. The word is reconnaissance. That's their job. That's what they do. They go into harm's way without knowing the information. They report that information to headquarters. That's their job. They are specifically trained to do just that. Why did we not have any generals or anybody say, wait a minute, why little old me, the only one who has brought up reconnaissance teams? We didn't hear that. I still haven't heard that from anybody in Congress. Why they didn't pressure him on that, I don't know. What are we afraid of? I'm not afraid of anything. The only thing I'm afraid of is this kind of government continuing. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of no longer having a constitution to protect me. That's what I'm afraid of. But I'm certainly not afraid to speak my mind. I'm not afraid to tell the truth. I'm not afraid to tell somebody to go to hell, especially when they deserve it. I'm not afraid to stand up to these bullies. I'm not afraid of it. I'm more afraid of losing my freedom than keeping my freedom. And you should be too. And now we got Colin Powell. He's out there endorsing single-payer health care. This guy's a jerk. He broke my heart too. I'm sick of this. I am so sick and tired of all these people. They come out and they're, at first, they're this, they're that. They're making all these great, wonderful speeches, and they're saying all the right things, and everybody's warm and fuzzy and tingles up our legs. And then their true colors start to come out. Isn't that right, Miss Mary Landrieu? Yeah, I remember when your true colors came out. You really broke my heart, Miss Landrieu. You really did. Now I have no, and Mr. Ryan, I mean, that was it. I mean, I'm done with all of you. I don't trust anybody anymore. None of them. I desperately want to be able to trust somebody in Congress. Right now, the only guy that I can trust in Congress is Trey Gowdy. But I'm afraid to give him too much trust because I just have a feeling he's going to break my heart too. Everybody else is breaking my heart. Why wouldn't he? Mr. Chaffetz? I love him too. Is he going to break my heart? Who am I supposed to be able to trust? I'm sick and tired of being stabbed in the back. I'm sick and tired of being stabbed in the front. I'm just sick and tired of being stabbed. Powell said that he would welcome the adoption of a socialized insurance system. Of course he would. I don't see why we can't do what Europe is doing. Because it doesn't work! Europe's health care is failing. Their economies are failing because of their health care. My God! My God, pay attention to what the hell's going on in the world! Mr. Powell, come on! It's not great and wonderful. It's not good. They do have rationing of health care. They have rationing of doctors, rationing of medicine, rationing of care, period. Is that really what you want? Why? America used to have the greatest health care system in the entire planet. And why did we? Well, because it was free. not free as in monetary free, but it was, well, the doctors were allowed, everything was, it was free, not with money. But we allowed these companies to be free. We had the greatest doctors, the hospitals. You can pick and choose your stupid health care plan. Yeah, were there problems? Yeah, of course there were. It wouldn't really take very much to fix the problems. You allow more people into the pool by allowing people to buy health care plans from other states. But no, we can't do that. Well, why? Well, somebody might make money. If people are making money, well, we have to restrict that. You know, if you're having fun at the Super Bowl, we're going to have to take that away from you. Because there's people in, you know, across the world that they're not having fun right now. So we're going to take away your fun and we're going to give it to these people over here so they can have some fun. Healthcare now is not free. And I'm not talking money here now. The government has got far too many more restrictions. Why the government is even in the healthcare business in the first place doesn't make any sense. They don't know anything about healthcare. They're not doctors. Okay, we got a couple of politicians that are doctors, but it's not the entire government. Our president isn't a doctor. He's a lawyer. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lawyer that spent one day in court and was chastised to the point that even Acorn wouldn't let him back in the courtroom. That's not a lawyer. Hillary Clinton, you're not a lawyer. Just because you've got a law degree does not mean that you're a lawyer. Practice law, Ms. Clinton. You don't practice law, Mr. President, and the reason I know you don't practice law because I'm reading the Constitution and I'm holding it in my hands. I don't see anything in this Constitution that you have practiced. Let's see. Let's start at the preamble. We're going to do this again just to make sure. Establish justice. Well, if you consider Fast and Furious, IRS, Benghazi, justice, okay. Allowing illegal aliens to come protest our government on closed government land while restricting veterans who fought for this country, who actually fought for the freedom to make sure people were free. They can't come on closed government land and look at the monument that was built for them. But illegal aliens can come on closed government land and protest the government and demand that they become automatic citizens. Is that establishing justice? No, it is not. How about ensuring domestic tranquility? Oh. Well, if you look at the community that our president organized in Chicago, is that domestic tranquility? No, it is not. You again, Mr. President, you have failed. Provide for the common defense. Well, we know that we don't have common defense anymore. We've got illegal aliens are allowed to cross the border, and the Border Patrol is not allowed to arrest them because if they do, well, then they're going to get arrested. How is that common defense? Also, we've got Benghazi, an embassy in Benghazi, Libya, which, according to New Hampshire Senator, well, Benghazi is not in the Middle East anymore. I guess they moved it. What do they do with it? Where's it at? Our fighting men are there, our ambassador and our security teams. All of our officials are there. They get under attack, but we don't go help them. We don't go to their rescue. Is that providing the common defense? No, it is not. How about the general welfare? Is this Obamacare general welfare? Really? Look at all the millions of people that have lost their health care, lost their doctor, lost their plans, can't afford the health care. And if they can afford it, they can't get to the doctor. Why? Because they're over 100 miles away, because no hospital wants to go in with it. So now we're going to have even more people. Every month it's going to get more and more and more. More and more people are going to be losing their insurance. Is that providing the general welfare? when more people are going to be dying because they don't have health care? Is that providing the general welfare, Mr. President? No, it is not. Securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. You know, I can't think of one thing that this man has done to secure the blessings of liberty. What? He's taking away every goddamn right that you could possibly think of, and he's trying to take away more. Now, how is this? We've only got to the preamble. I haven't even come close to getting to the body, much less the Bill of Rights yet. How is what I just got done explaining here, how is that, just in the preamble, not grounds enough for impeachment? I don't know. Somebody's got to explain that to me. We can't even put restrictions on people voting. We can't. You have to have ID to get Obamacare, but you don't need ID to vote. Why? Well, because we want to have more Democrats win elections. So if we bring these illegal aliens in here and don't allow them to get an ID, they can vote. We'll give them health care. We'll give them this. We'll give them welfare. We'll give them all the government cookies we can muster up as long as they turn out to be Democrats. But as soon as one of these illegal aliens turns and votes Republican, well, deported. Going to be fine, thrown in jail. They'll make a big to-do. But if you vote Democrat, well, no problem. Well, we'll give you a raise. How about that? If you Congress guys, all your stupid committee hearings and all that, if you want to have a real committee hearing, put these people in front of a grand jury. That's a real committee hearing. I mean, I'm just saying. Just saying. Not for nothing. But I think it's time that we let these people know that the American people are not going to put up with this anymore. We are in charge, not them. We need to let Congress, all of government officials, our entire government, we need to set a precedent. We need to let these people in government know that we are in charge, not them. We got Madagascar hit by bubonic plague. I'm sure that was a rogue Republican that went over there and planted it. Satanic Temple Monument. Oh, Satanic Temple Monument in Oklahoma may include interactive display for kids. Interesting. Well, as crazy as this sounds, but I guess if you have the right to believe in God, you should have the right to believe in the devil. Personally, I really don't care what people believe in, what they think, what they feel. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I don't really give a damn. As long as you're not stealing from somebody, why should I get involved? If you're not hurting somebody, you can believe in whatever you want to believe. If you want to believe in the devil, knock yourself out. That makes you happy, it makes you happy. As long as you're not hurting somebody with it, what the hell difference does it make? If somebody's not hurting you, why are you getting yourself involved in it? Well, yes, granted, I'm not going to the Super Bowl. I don't have enough money, first of all, to buy a $20,000 ticket to go to the damn game. But it is hurting the game. It's a game that I love. At some point, sometime, I still believe in my heart of hearts I'm going to get an opportunity to go to that game. So I want to preserve that game, so when I do get my opportunity to go to that game, I want to be able to tailgate. I want to be able to put my grill out there and cook a burger. I want to cook some ribs. That's right. I want to cook and eat animals because animals taste good. That's what that offends me. And those are my American brothers. I don't care who you are. If you're an American citizen, you are my brother or you are my sister. I don't really give a damn what your stupid color is. I don't care what your stupid religion is. I don't care what your stupid sexual orientation is. If you're an American, you are my brother. You are my sister. You are my family. That's how I look at it.
That's how we should all look at it. We're all one race. We come in all different kinds of flavors, every goddamn color you can think of. Some of us are mutts. Some of us got every race you can possibly think of in them. I only got one. I'm German. I don't consider myself a German-American. Never been to Germany. I'm an American. It's just the way it is. If you're an American, you're an American. If you're not, you're not. Americans come first. Everybody else comes second. It's just the way it is. Why? Well, go to any other country. They consider themselves first before anybody else. You as an American, you go to Liechtenstein and protest their government that you demand to become a citizen, you will find a one-way ticket to their jail. But in America, we'll give you welfare, health care, we'll give you a place to live. Go ahead, protest us. We don't like us either. Go ahead, protest us. I'm sick of this. We got a lot of fixing to do in this country, a lot of fixing. Mr. Ryan, you're fired. You understand me? You are fired, Mr. Ryan. You broke my heart. You did a disservice, not only to your job, but a disservice to the American people. This cockamamie bill is not going to benefit the United States. It is not going to benefit America. It's only going to make us worse. But we're going to balance the budget in 10 years. I still can't believe how many times I can't. If I had a nickel for every time Congress said they were going to balance the budget in 10 years, I'd be a gazillionaire right now. I'd have enough money where I could pay off our $17 trillion debt. Boom, I'd write them a check. Folks, we've just about made it to the tail end of this little rendezvous here today. More pathetic news is going to come tomorrow, and it's only going to keep coming. It's only going to keep coming fast and furious every day, and I'm sick of it. But the more people like me who rise up, bitch, piss, and moan, and throw a fit, eventually somebody's going to have to pay attention and listen. We got to turn up the heat. And not just turn up the heat. I mean, we got to get it white hot. We don't have to go to war. We don't have to kill anybody. We don't need to go physical. We need to go mental. And I mean real mental. We need to let these people know how we feel, what we think, not what they think and not what they feel. We don't give a damn what they think or they feel. We care about what we think and what we feel. This is our government, not theirs. This is our government. This is our freedom they're taking away. These are our rights that they're taking away, not theirs. These are ours, not theirs. We need to stand up. We need to throw a fit. We need to let them know this is our government. We want our rights. We want our liberties. We want to be free people. And if we got to step on their toes, step on them. Step on them. Who cares? Let them cry. Let them cry like little bitty babies. They deserve it. Why, you can't hurt their feelings? Well, they're not hurting our feelings? Taking away our rights and our liberties? Telling me how to think? Tell me how to feel? That's not hurting my feelings? What, are you kidding me? No. I'm not going to comply to these people anymore. We need to rise up. Let them know who's really in charge. Don't let these people get away with this crap anymore. I'm free. I was born free. And God damn it, I'm going to die free! We'll see you back here tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Fat on a rough road, riding high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a